As we learned with our last election, a change at the top can make all the difference. Another good example right now, New Zealand. They've got a new Labour government, and they're now proposing something the country hadn't done before, creating a visa category that allows residents of Pacific Island nations to move to New Zealand when they're displaced from their homes by climate change. Mattia Merkusich is a documentary producer who grew up in New Zealand, and she spent the past month in Kiribati, where she's been interviewing people about life in a time of rising seas. Her reporting makes her think that the issue of climate refugees is more complicated than New Zealand might think. So, Mattia, thanks for being here. What exactly is New Zealand considering, and why is that so important for countries affected by climate change right now?
So New Zealand's proposing a humanitarian visa that would essentially help people who are displaced by climate change in the Pacific region. That's quite unprecedented. In fact, the 1951 Refugee Convention, specifically does not cover people who are forced from their homes due to climate change. And what New Zealand is doing here is they're potentially trying to address that protection gap through a regional agreement. People have been quick to point out that 100 places per year, which is what they have proposed, won't address the scale of the problem. This number could likely balloon in the future.
Well, let's get a sense of what it looks like on the ground for people who are threatened by climate change. You've been in Kiribati. How's climate change playing out there? What did you see?
What's interesting is the difference between what you see represented in the media and what you see on the ground in Kiribati. From the air, Kiribati's islands kind of look like these polished geodes. There's this painfully thin crust of land, and you see a glassy lagoon inside. It looks really fragile. Mm. Seeing that makes you believe that this equatorial island could be the canary in the coal mine for climate migration. But what you see at a distance can sometimes be misleading.
In what way?
Well, when I got out my microphone and asked people in Kiribati how they felt about migrating across borders, particularly because of climate change, time and time again, I got this common refrain, and that was, I don't want to move. Mm. I don't want to move. You know, for example, I interviewed Pelanise Alofa, who is the national coordinator of the Kiribati Climate Action Network. And for her, migration is a measure of absolute last resort.
Yeah, let's hear from her real quick.
It's a last option. And if it's a last option, let's do everything we can do right now to remain in Kiribati.
If leaving is their very last option, is there an assumption in New Zealand that, of course, people will want to come here? Because many people just want to stay where they are, right?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people feel like this idea of the climate refugee, this idea of a victim of a foregone climate conclusion, they feel like it eclipses their narrative of wanting to fight to stay. One of the things that Pelanise Alofa told me is that essentially the international community should first and foremost be focusing on radically curbing CO2 emissions.
You kind of tipped to this earlier, but there's also a fairly tight legal definition of refugee that mostly revolves around people being persecuted by their home countries, which plays into this whole debate. Let's hear again from Pelanise Alofa, the national coordinator for the Kiribati Climate Action Network.
I do not know, but somehow in the Pacific Island, the word refugee has a very bad connotation. It's related to something that you have created yourself, you and your country and everybody. But climate change, no, I have nothing to do with it. So don't call me a refugee. Call me something else, a better name.
I'm just curious, briefly, when you spoke with people, how did they see their future? I mean, are they hopeful that they'll never have to resort to kind of taking a visa for climate change to New Zealand?
What's really noticeable about being in Kiribati is there is a deep love for the land. And most people can't imagine leaving it. It's entwined within culture and it's entwined within people's idea of where they come from. So most people you talk to can't imagine leaving their home.
Documentary producer Mattia Merkusich just spent a month in the Pacific Island nation of Kiribati. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Marco.